It's Tuesday, October 8th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Celebrate and meet Rice Lake Olympian Kenny Bednarik at the high school on Saturday. A Wisconsin couple are organizing hurricane relief efforts in North Carolina. Check your smoke alarms this Fire Prevention Week, and Democrat Jeff Wright is challenging Jill Underley for state superintendent. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. This Saturday, dash on over to Kenny Bednarik Day celebrations in Rice Lake. Amy Hockrey with a story.
October 12th has been declared Kenny Bednarik Day in the city of Rice Lake. This Saturday, the public is invited to take part in a number of events celebrating Rice Lake's hometown hero. Jody Greiner with the Rice Lake Chamber of Commerce discusses what's on the schedule.
So he's got a parade that's going to be starting by the old hospital on North Main Street, coming south down Main, and he's going to turn right on West Messenger Street and then head up Augusta to the high school. He's going to do a lap with the kids, and then he's going to speak and say a few words, and the mayor is going to do a proclamation, and his old high school and track coaches are going to speak. And after that, he's going to do a meet and greet for the community and sign some autographs.
Saturday's Kenny Bednarik Day events are scheduled from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. For more information, search for Kenny Bednarik Day on Facebook. I'm Amy Hockrey.
A couple, Stan and Nicole Seiler from Sparta, are organizing relief efforts and emergency supplies for areas in North Carolina stricken by Hurricane Helene. Stan, who is from Boyceville, said his uncle lives in Asheville, North Carolina, which was hit hard.
But this, you know, in the mountains, this is unprecedented. You know, the mudslides and the flooding, it's just utter destruction up there. We at least knew he was all right almost right away, but he straight up asked us for help. And so we can't ignore that. And then more and more of these stories are coming across our social media feeds, and it's heart-wrenching.
The couple are collecting donations of supplies and funds to bring to those who need it most in those areas. They said items needed include baby supplies and food, water, Benadryl, personal hygiene products, pet food, blankets, camp stoves, towels, washcloths, and cleaning supplies like soap, bleach, and vinegar. They are collecting items at Seiler's business in Sparta, Veterans Powertrain Performance, and also at a friend's residence in Dallas at 120 Hampton Avenue South. Donations can be made to Nicole's Venmo at Free Spirit Findings or Stan's PayPal at sales@veteranspowertrainperformance.com. They will depart this Wednesday for Florence, South Carolina, and then work their way to family and others in need in North Carolina. This is National Fire Prevention Week, and on Monday, students from Hartford University School learned about the importance of smoke alarms at the Milwaukee Fire Education Center's Survive Alive House.
Smoke alarm, smoke alarm, what do you do? You protect us and we listen to you. Smoke alarm, when you alert, we leave the building so we don't get hurt.
This year's national campaign strives to educate everyone about the importance of having working smoke alarms in the home. The National Fire Protection Association says install smoke alarms in every bedroom, test them often, and replace ones that no longer work or that are older than 10 years. A challenger to State School Superintendent Jill Underley. Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright has announced he's running for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Wright is the first person to challenge Underley, who's been in office since 2021 and announced her re-election campaign in September. Wright is a Democrat who ran for State Assembly in the 51st District in 2018 but lost to Republican Todd Novak by just over 300 votes. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration announced funding for increased broadband. Sean Maloney tells us more.
$115 million from the American Rescue Plan Act grant will go towards public facility expansion or improvement projects designed to provide reliable broadband access to local and tribal communities. Those could include libraries, community centers, or multi-purpose facilities. Projects are intended to serve disadvantaged populations impacted by the pandemic and who have limited to no broadband access. Funded projects must provide new, renovated, or expanded facilities, broadband and high-speed internet service, and other digital connectivity equipment. The maximum award is $4.25 million. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.